Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The day's biggest stories, the people behind the headlines, the conversations you won't hear anywhere else. I'm Christy Strasser. You're listening to Odyssey's On Deadline. We're going to talk about the natural world, where most of the news is bad, and then move on to the unnatural world, Spider-Man, where the outlook improves. Let's begin with the latest on lettuce.
I feel bold and adventurous if I eat a salad these days. This whole deal with the concerns about food safety and lettuce concerns, Taco Bell, explosive diarrhea. There's so much going on right now that we have to sort through. And you know what? This is something I never thought I'd talk to with Elizabeth Schulze, but here we go. She joins us now with ABC News. Elizabeth, I know you've been really, really covering this closely. Should we be afraid to order a salad or eat a salad right now?
You know, I have been covering this more than I wish I could talk, you know, without saying those two words that you just said. When you think about the symptoms of this cyclosporiasis outbreak, people are getting sick, you know, and the symptoms for this are really bad, you know, the severe stomach illness for weeks on end. Right now, the guidance is that there, if you are going to eat lettuce, the states that have been linked to this multi-state outbreak of this parasitic stomach illness, there's 9 states linked to it. Minnesota is not one of them right now yet, but it's shredded iceberg lettuce that was sourced by Taylor Farms from central Mexico. So that's the lettuce that's been recalled voluntarily by the company. And that includes actually a Walmart brand lettuce that was on the store shelves. The issue being is that we're seeing that lettuce was really distributed across the country and, you know, to vendors like Sysco that provide foods to schools and hospitals and all sorts of other events. And so that's making it partially could explain why we're seeing cases go up across the country outside of those 9 states officially linked by the FDA to this outbreak, and possibly why we could see, you know, cases keep going up from here just because of the scale of this and how much, you know, is relied upon from that company and from this specific kind of iceberg lettuce too.
Well, that's what's so puzzling. So you talk to, let's say you go to a restaurant, they've got salad on the menu. I was talking to a server and asking her, you know, and she was going, you know, they can only say so much. How do you even know? You can wash it and do what you can, but how do we know? Is it the changes to how food safety is handled at the federal level and really sourcing these things that's causing the snowball effect of concerns about food safety?
Yeah, and it's a great point. And you feel for all those servers who are getting these questions right now, because we have been talking to food safety experts who say, if you're going out to eat and you want to eat iceberg lettuce, ask the restaurant where the lettuce comes from. So, you know, restaurants are facing these questions all the time. you know, the outbreak specifically, by the way, was linked to Taco Bell. That's the only restaurant that's been cited. And they said they have removed all of that lettuce, that if you go there and get a taco with shredded iceberg, it's not going to have this recalled lettuce. There have been questions here at the federal level, and I actually put this question directly to the health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., about are the cuts that we have seen to federal agencies like the FDA and the CDC, has that kind of slowed down the response to this outbreak in any way? And he adamantly said no, that they have all the people they would typically have working on this. What we have seen is that there was basically a cut to a mandatory surveillance program for mandatory reporting of this specific parasite, cyclosporiasis, the parasite. There were cuts to the reporting of that last year, but there is still mandatory reporting from states to get kind of to the bottom of this. So they're saying any of the cuts that we saw over the past year have not affected how the response has been. What's notable is that we are also seeing other outbreaks right now. There's a salmonella outbreak across, you know, dozens of states linked to eggs. All of this is, there's kind of no question, testing at the very least federal food investigators. And at the state level, too, we're seeing states really have to, you know, take the lead in a lot of this. And some of these, especially the stomach illness, it's really hard to trace because the symptoms can take 2 weeks to show up. And a lot of people are not remembering what they ate 2 weeks ago. So that can make this kind of even more complicated. But the jury's a little bit out on if this could have been any faster if you had kind of more people in the federal government working on this. They're certainly saying no.
Okay. It's scary stuff. I mean, this is stuff that affects everyone. You know, you just don't know. And these symptoms can be very serious for some people. So certainly something to think about. Feds meet this week. You got a preview for us?
We're looking ahead to that meeting. I mean, look, we are in this world where the Iran war is still dominating the outlook for the stock market, for the bond market. And that, of course, affects borrowing costs. If you are looking at those mortgage rates, they're now at the highest level in nearly a year. The Fed expected to stay on hold, but it's looking at inflation. It's looking at all of this from higher oil prices and saying, is that going to mean we're going to have to raise rates down the line? That's going to be the big question this week.
Okay.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's more on problems with our food systems. AKA, moving on from diarrhea lettuce to heat-induced crop failures and issues with beef from Mexico. Next up, WCCO in Minneapolis.
Up until a week ago, the outlook for this year's crops seemed fantastic. Tom Peterson with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture.
Minnesota was kind of the garden spot for the whole United States, but with the heat that we've had, We are really worried that we're going to start to see some distress. 40% of the state last week was in D1 moderate drought and 13% in severe drought. And I think that's really going to increase this week as we see these warm temperatures. And so what that does is starting to put a damper on the crop. This cropping season was looking like a really bumper crop, you know, and it still can get there if we can get some rain.
The Trump administration is lifting its ban on imports of cattle from Mexico. ABC News national correspondent Jim Ryan, who is in Texas. Jim, the idea here is to try to lower the cost of beef for consumers?
Yes, but at the same time, some ranchers say it might increase the chance of a further spread of the New World screwworm, that parasite that eventually made its way into the U.S. from Mexico. Early last month. That's what the ban was in place in the first place to do, Steve, was to try to limit the spread of that parasite into the United States. Didn't quite work. We've had 42 infestations in 15 counties in Texas, but one in New Mexico. But the administration has decided that that controls are in place, and it's confident in lifting that ban, at least in a limited and phased-in way. So late next month, the first cattle from Mexico will come through the port of entry at Douglas, Arizona. After that, at some point, importation through New Mexico and sometime down the road through Texas, where we've had all these cases here in the last month or so.
Yeah, the screwworm arrived on the scene with a lot of fanfare. We talked about it quite a bit. Did that push up the price of beef?
Well, it did. It certainly didn't help. You know, it was one of several factors. We've got a drought, a lingering drought that has cut into hay production. Hay production, of course, is what fuels, what feeds the cattle industry, quite literally. We had the drought. We've had this shrinking cattle herd. The national cattle herd is the smallest it's been in 75 years, Steve. Add on to that this New World screwworm, the threat of it, and then the blockade of the southern border. And yeah, it undoubtedly helped to push up prices. Beef prices, by the way, are about 12% higher than they were a year ago. On average, Americans are paying about $6.75 for a pound of ground beef.
So what's a consumer to do in the face of diarrhea lettuce, skyrocketing beef prices, drought, and heat? Here's Dave Cohen in New Orleans.
Americans are pulling back from their quantities they're purchasing at the grocery store. New report says that we're buying 2% less food than we were before this inflation that has driven up grocery price by an average of 33%. David, I didn't really think about it, but I realize I'm buying smaller quantities just because it's costing so much. Are you buying less food?
No, we're not. Three kids, six grandkids, so we have a bunch of mouths to feed. We have been bulk buying using the Sam's, Costco's, restaurant depots. And when buying, I'll buy 40 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken and vacuum sealing. I'll buy 20 or 30 pounds of ground meat. But by doing that, I'm saving probably $2 to $3 a pound. So the initial sticker shock at the register hurts, but it's maybe once every 3 months. It's not a weekly, you know, gouge in the wallet, but it definitely has helped my funds get stretched.
Yeah, well, that makes sense if you have the money up front to do it, right? Yeah, if you're not set up for it, I don't know that it's for everyone. You got to shop the sales now more than ever, right? One person texts and says, we don't eat out at all. We buy in bulk and cook at home. We make our own bread, cornbread, and bits. Somebody else texted and said, I finally cook smaller portions. Yeah, are you eating less because of the prices? Someone else earlier pointed out that with more than 10% of all Americans now saying that they use these GLP-1s, these new diet drugs, that may also be a reason that people are buying less.
When it comes to crops and heat and food dangers, we'll just say there are no warnings about sitting in a chilled theater eating buttered popcorn, a crispy soda, with a box of chocolate in your lap. So, act accordingly. Here's Jeremy Jenkins in Detroit with his take on Spider-Man.
It's the fourth Holland-led Spider-Man flick and the follow-up to 2021's wildly popular Spider-Man No Way Home.
So could you get rid of the bad aspects but keep the good?
How would you decide what parts of nature are good or bad?
Peter Parker begins a confusing transformation as the pressures of protecting New York City start wearing on the famous web-slinger. But when a new threat starts targeting the Department of Damage Control, Spider-Man will be pushed to new limits.
I think I might go see how MJ's doing.
You're not gonna get away with this.
But he might.
Brand New Day is another solid entry in the Spider-Man franchise. Cretton nails his second MCU film following 2021's Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. This is the best we've seen Holland as Spider-Man, whose Peter Parker now carries himself with a maturity only a decade in the role can bring. 4 out of 5 stars.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Odyssey's On Deadline. Subscribe to the daily podcast on your favorite platform.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.